Welcome to Madison Labor Radio. Labor Radio is dedicated to bringing news, information, and cultural events focused on working people and the labor movement to the Madison area and surrounding communities. I'm Jim Cavanaugh, a member of AFT Local 3732.
Hi, I'm Sandy Park, a retiree from the American Federation of Teachers. The Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreements, the proposed free trade agreements and services, and the way in which these agreements are negotiated and reviewed are the focus of Madison Labor Radio this week.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, is a so-called free trade agreement that makes NAFTA, the controversial North American free trade agreement signed in 1993, look tiny in comparison. The long-running negotiations between the Obama administration and 12 other countries of the Pacific Rim are now coming to a close and would govern nearly 40% of all global trade. The TPP has been crafted in secret for the last 6 years by negotiators and their 600 corporate advisors, with none of the actual content of the trade agreements themselves available to the public. David Newby is the president of the Wisconsin Fair Trade Coalition and President Emeritus of the Wisconsin State AFL-CIO.
There are 600 corporate advisors that work with our United States trade representative who is in charge of these negotiations. And there are about a dozen unions and environmental civil society groups that have representatives. But the corporate advisors have basically access to anything that they want about the negotiations, and they're essentially writing this thing, whereas the other groups are sitting on the outside. They may give advice, which is then ignored.
Ironically, trade agreements such as the TPP are barely about trade at all, as only five of its 29 chapters have anything to do with tariffs and trade quotas. Here's what the TPP actually does.
Promoting privatization in all the countries involved and essentially allowing global corporations to have much more power, not only in terms of trade, but also over issues that have to do with the environment, working conditions, food safety, the labeling of food in terms of where it's produced.
Policies may appear to undermine the authority of publicly accountable governments in favor of corporate interests, but wait, there's more.
Under the guise of making corporations equal across borders, it would outlaw any kind of Buy American or Buy Local laws that we have, so that the tax money that we spend on local projects currently is favored to go to American workers and American companies. That would become illegal. The pharmaceutical companies are very much involved. What they're trying to do is extend the patents on prescription drugs so that generic drugs are delayed in their introduction, which means higher prices for all of us for prescription drugs.
Pharmaceutical companies could not get these patent extensions passed in the U.S. Congress. Newby says if corporations can't get their way, they go around national governments and parliaments and legislatures to pass policies through these trade treaties.
It's a global coup. It undermines democracy. It avoids democracy by corporations being able to extend their power through these agreements rather than doing it on a national basis.
This may already seem like a fabulous and wonderful gift to our corporate masters, but that's not all. NAFTA and the TPP also include an investor-to-state dispute system by which a foreign corporation can file a suit against our government for any, quote, reduction in expected profits, unquote, resulting from new laws or regulations.
They could be environmental standards. They could be health and safety issues. It could be public health matters. It could even potentially be an increase in the minimum wage. When they file that suit, it totally bypasses our domestic legal system. It sets up a parallel legal system just for corporations, which bypasses all of the laws that we can pass.
Another concern for working people is that the TPP is being pushed through with what is called fast-track trade authority, which takes away the constitutional powers of Congress to examine and amend trade agreements.
It basically transfers the constitutional powers of Congress to control international trade to the president, and Congress has 90 days in which to look at it, which is not very much because it is not only the treaty, but also any changes in federal law that are necessary to conform to the treaty. No amendments are allowed either in committee or on the floor, and each House can only debate it for 20 hours, and then it's an up or down vote. Under tremendous pressure from both the administration as well as the entire corporate complex in the entire country.
Newby says if we can stop fast-tracked, we have a chance of defeating the TPP.
Once people see what's actually in it, they're going to be outraged and they're going to get organized in order to put the necessary pressure on their representatives to vote no so that we can start over with an agreement that actually benefits workers both here and in other countries involved, as well as protects the environment and promotes the well-being of people in all the countries involved.
If passed and ratified, the TPP could have an enormous effect on all of us.
It's taking power away from the people and giving it to the corporations. It's a global corporate coup. This is going to be great for multinational global corporations, but it is not going to benefit working people, ordinary people in any of the countries involved. It's going to be bad for the environment and a step backwards in terms of any of the progress that we've tried to make over the last couple of decades.
That was David Newby of the Wisconsin Fair Trade Coalition.